Blog Talk Radio.
What, baby? Let's do it.
Like, no one else needs to try. Like, for real, we got this in the bag. Like, looking for revenge. All summer 16. Like, we got this shit. But no, like, for real though, after Civil War, like, I don't really see anyone else really competing with Marvel when it comes to superhero movies, like, at all.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, I just want to know, just let you guys know, Michael Keaton, if you're a DC fan, which is cool, you guys know he played Batman. And I think that's where you guys went wrong when y'all didn't continue to cast Michael Keaton from the first and second Batman, because those two movies are actually a classic. He's actually rumored to be playing the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming. They have another villain that they're playing. They got the Tinker in there in the new Spider-Man movie. I think Tom Holland's going to do good. I'm really against them not having Andrew Garfield on the Spider-Man, man. Cause I think the Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2, that was a pretty good show, man, in my opinion. What you think?
Yeah, I feel like it was good.
I loved
Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man, but I get what they're trying to do. They're trying to, you know, take it back to where he was younger, where he's supposed to be, because really Spider-Man is supposed to be like, you know, 16, 17, 18 in that range, you know what I mean? So, I get what they're trying to do. And after Civil War, like seeing, you know, Spider-Man in action, he was pretty good, man. He was comical, you know, he was witty, he was clever, you know, he was strong, and, you know, he wasn't a pussy. Like, I liked it a lot. Like, so I think I'm excited for the new Spidey.
I'm excited too, Evs, and I just want to say, you know, do you think that Robin Downey Jr. is going to do Iron Man Part 4? Do you think he'll sign off for the Iron Man Part 4? That's rumored. Captain America 4 is rumored also. They're talking about that Sebastian Stan, which is the person who plays Winter Soldier. He kind of gave it away at the press conference.
I hope that we don't see an Iron Man 4, because to be honest, I feel like out of all the Marvel movies, one of the weakest is Iron Man, probably right next to Thor. Because, I don't know, I just felt like they didn't do it right with the whole, the villains and stuff. I felt like the villains were subpar with Iron Man. I mean, you know, and everyone, like, you know me, I'm a huge, Iron Man's my guy, so I wouldn't just be saying this just to say it. Like, I really expected more. So, for the sake of the Iron Man franchise, I guess, I hope they just leave it alone and move on. I hope they don't do a 4. But if they do a 4, which they probably will because it's a cash cow, hopefully they actually throw, like, a real villain in there, you know what I mean? Like, not some whack ass Mandarin actor player or whatever that's like not a fucking villain and it's apparently some other fucking white blonde guy. You're like, what the fuck? Like, just stick to the comics, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think they got I think he's rumored to play the villain in Iron Man 4. He's actually in Ultimate Alliance, which many of you guys have played Ultimate Alliance Part 2. He was the guy that was the great Tin Man. He looked like Tin Man. I forgot his name. He's actually supposed to be rumored to play that. Now, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that. And I don't even know if they're trying to what the deal with War Machine, if he's going to get a new suit or if they're going to just go ahead and just try to kill him off altogether and put somebody else. I think they're going to – it's been rumored that if the guy in Iron Man 3, the little kid, he's actually supposed to be Iron Kid in the Iron Man 4. Again, that's for Phase 4, guys. And like I said, you know, I think Phase 1, Phase 2, and even Phase 3, those are all cash cows. Now, I really would like to see the Russo brothers run the whole Marvel movies. I think they just need to go ahead and do all the Marvel movies because the way they did Civil War, Winter Soldier.
Yeah, incredible.
I think that was
awesome.
Both of those movies are probably the top five movies of Marvel in my opinion. You know,
for real, yeah, they're
Civil
both brilliant.
Civil War was fucking dope, man. It was
yeah,
dope.
I was really impressed.
I spent $80.
I
mean, it was awesome, bro.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for more. Like, I'm a super like critic, like in with everything in life. So I was, you know, ready to tear it down, even though I'm a fan of it. But man, I could not say one bad thing about it. Like from the beginning, when you know Captain was fighting Crossbones, it was a really good movie. And then they set it up for Black Panther 2 at the end, which man, that cast is crazy. You got Michael B. Jordan in there. You got what's his face, the guy that you know played Black Panther in Civil War. Then you got Lupita Nyong'o or whatever the fuck her name is. Like it's a nice looking cast, man. That Black Panther movie is gonna be something serious.
And Black Panther 2, that's also rumored. They already talked about doing a sequel to that, and they hopefully put the Claw in there, which was he's the Claw. He has his whole suit of vibranium, and he has a sonic arm because Ultron tore it off in Avengers 2. He actually plays the villain. Now he's actually, I've seen him more in Fantastic Four villains, but you know, with Marvel, you can share villains. They share villains.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It just fits.
You know what would be
it
a good villain
perfectly.
For Black Panther that's like shared would be like Kraven from Spider Man. I think that'd be a dope crossover
Absolutely.
Villain.
Absolutely. I think that, and you know what? That's a good idea, Excalibur. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That's real deal right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Kraven was the real deal, man. A lot of people asleep on Kraven. That dude is
Yeah,
dope.
Yeah. A lot of people. Yeah, yeah. For real. I think
absolutely,
for sure, though,
I just read something about Black Widow, man. Did you know that she picked the Super Soldier Serum? That explains why she's so fucking fast. Everybody thinks she don't have no superpowers, but she has the Super Soldier Serum, and I think that Hawkeye does too, man. If I'm not mistaken, they was actually gonna put the healing factor for Hawkeye. I think she has the healing factor, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. I'm not exactly sure because you remember that nurse that was in Age
yeah,
of Ultron.
Yeah.
Remember, she was in Wolverine. She did Wolverine
yeah, yeah.
and Adamantium. Remember? So you know, maybe they're saying that you know Hawkeye has the you know he has the you know what I'm saying the quick recovery and stuff like that. But I don't know, man. I mean, that's a lot of people don't know this, but if you're gonna do a Black Widow movie, you need to go ahead and throw Hawkeye in there, man.
Yeah, I mean, they go hand in hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure go
You know, so phase four, I got a feeling that's going to be good. I mean, we're in phase three right now. We got Civil War. We got Guardians of the Galaxy 2 happening. We got Black Panther happening. Thor 3
I'm excited
happening.
For Doctor
All
Strange,
that's coming out
too.
Next year. I'm excited
yeah,
for Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange is going to be cool too.
Absolutely. I think that would be good, man.
Go ahead.
We're not even what?
I was besides like the movies and shit, like we got the TV shows on lock, like on Netflix. We got Luke Cage coming out. We got Iron Fist coming out. We got Daredevil. The season 2 just came out. It was fucking amazing. That was one of the best series I've seen in a while. Like for real, the way they did the Punisher and Elektra.
Yep,
Punisher has his own show coming out. I'm just like, God damn, they're just taking over, like, for real.
Yeah, they got the Defenders. And ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people don't know about the Defenders. The Defenders is the real deal, man. I mean, you don't say anybody from Marvel. Everybody's A-plus over there.
That's what Netflix is doing. Netflix is setting it up for that, for the Defenders. Like, that's why they're doing the Luke Cage and then the Iron Fist. And then, you know, man, it's going to be crazy, dude. And then they're going to, like, cross over.
Yeah, Luke Cage was dope. He was dope in Daredevil, man. I mean, Jessica Jones.
Yeah, he was, man.
I mean, that whole show was legit. I think season 2 is going to be good, but I had to watch that, man, because it was Barbara. It was pretty dope. I like that little jazzy. The music, the soundtrack was awesome. And, you know what I'm saying, they were setting it up for some major stuff to happen. I mean, I disagree with the villain that was played in there. But,
I love Kill
Grave. You know,
man,
I think it was
cool.
Good, man.
I feel like, well, Jessica Jones, I feel like it lacked, you know, compared to all the other Marvel series, well, I guess compared to Daredevil, really, it lacked, you know, all the action. But I think they were doing that just so they can set up, you know, her story. And, like, now, like, the second season, I'm pretty sure, is going to be, like, balls to the wall, you know what I mean? Because it was kind of like that in Daredevil, too. First season was kind of, like, all storytelling, just a little bit of action. And then second season was just, like, straight action, like, the whole fucking
straight
season.
Straight action,
so.
Exactly. Yeah, Daredevil, the first four episodes of Daredevil was the truth.
Yeah.
I could watch those over and over again, bro. That whole show is the truth. But I want
if people
to
notice,
you know,
that's what Marvel does. Marvel, they do the story first. They make sure they lay that foundation. And this is why they're so fucking successful. They explain what's happening and what's going to happen, and then they hit you with the action and then, you know, the fireworks or whatever. Not unlike DC,
absolutely,
which tries to, like, throw you in there and, like, let you figure the shit out. It's like, nah.
Yeah, man. I got a feeling, you know, with DC, I think that what they need to do is put all that money on the Suicide Squad. And make it. I mean, you really should have made the movies all rated R. That's probably what you should have. You should have went the rated R way, and still took your shit to go see it or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? You got to take it. If you're trying to do a different lane, you should have made it rated R. You know, and just made that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but Superman is not a dark character. Green Lantern is not a dark character. And I don't care what I say. Green Lantern was an awesome movie. I thought Green Lantern was a good movie. Honestly,
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was that bad. Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad.
But yeah, man. Not to take away from the Marvel game, the faction, but man, I back to this Marvel thing. Two movies that I didn't really like in theaters, and I was kind of bored with was that was from Marvel. Were X-Men. Never did really like to get into X-Men. None of the X-Men. I thought all the X-Men was terrible. And also, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like Guardians of the Galaxy. I thought that shit was so good. But setting up the story, though. And I'm pretty sure the second one that's going to come out is just going to be, like I said, balls to the wall. And the reason why I like Guardians of the Galaxy is because, I guess, the visual aspects of it. Like, it was cool to see the different galaxies and shit. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it was just too slow for me, man. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. Hopefully, this two, you know, we gotta wait from November all the way to, I believe it's March. You know, they're gonna hit us with. I mean, I would like to get hit with a Marvel movie every month, but unfortunately, I guess that's not the way that movie
yeah.
in work.
No,
so we're
yeah,
gonna definitely
yeah.
have to wait until next year on Doctor Strange, and then you know, then we gotta wait till like you know March or something like that for the Guardians of the Galaxy. But I'm really looking. For
I just hate that they tease us. They tease us so much with that shit. Like they know what the fuck they're doing.
Absolutely, and it's crazy to me, man, because you know they know exactly what they're doing, bro. They can drop a Marvel movie every time. I don't care if it's a fucking if you think if the movie is C minus or it's not gonna be good. Drop that shit, man.
For real.
You know, I was reading also on the side note, I was reading something about they're gonna have X-Men and they're gonna try to put X-Men into the Marvel universe for the Avengers 3. Part 1 and part 2.
They need to. That's what I feel like. That's the reason why X-Men isn't like you know revered as one of the best you know Marvel franchises or whatever is because 20th Century Fox has a hold of them. The only good thing 20th Century has ever done with Marvel was Deadpool, and that was. I feel like godsend. Like I didn't think that was gonna happen to be honest, because they fucked up Fantastic Four, all the first you know X-Men 1, X-Men 2, and X-Men Last Stand, and I was like, fuck, they got Deadpool, now they're gonna fuck that shit up. This is the first movie ever, but they actually did really good on it, and then here they go with X-Men again, going right down the same fucking road, fucking shit up. But
absolutely.
I just feel
and
like
you know
they
what?
Should give
I
the characters
have you,
back.
Have you seen Apocalypse?
No, I haven't. But I've seen the reviews and everything, and everyone's like, it's lackluster. Like, there's no depth to it. Like, it's confusing. And I'm just like, oh, here we fucking go. Like, I didn't even want to get my hopes up to go see it. You know what I mean? Because even from the previews, it looks off in a way. It just doesn't look like it's complete. It just looks like they picked a villain, and they're like, okay, let's just pick these few X-Men, and let's have them fight, and that's it. You know what I mean?
They fucked up that, bro. I mean, it's true. Believe the reviews on that movie, man. I mean, again, you gotta have all the X Men. First of all, let's talk. You want to try? They're trying to copy 90s, I guess, 90s cartoons. And
yeah.
You know, you still don't have Gambit. Jubilee was in there, but they don't really show her what she can do.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you know they were showing clips of what was going on. I can't really tell you. If you want to go see it, I don't want to spoil the movie for you, but. There was too much shit going on, man, and you know they had all kind of ridiculous stuff. Some the Four Horsemen that was riding on Apocalypse wasn't the Four Horsemen. It was just bad. It was just bad, man. I'm just glad I didn't pay for it. Shout out to CG for you know hooking me up with the tickets on that movie. But man, it was bad news. And you know, save your money, bootleg it. You know, spend that $2 or $3 or whatever for bootleg. You know,
yeah, but yeah, just go watch it online or some shit. Fucking but you know what? You know what Marvel should do?
What?
I would love to see for one, a Silver Surfer movie.
Absolutely.
I would love to see a Moon Knight movie. You know that
TV series. TV series. That in Ghost Rider. And they're trying to redo Blade again. They're redoing Blade. All three of the guys about that they also. I don't know, I'm not exactly sure, I guess on Netflix, it's about to be a show,
they don't need movies, yeah.
I don't know nothing about
I like a Netflix
Moon
show better.
I don't know nothing about Moon Knight, see,
exactly.
I keep hearing about, all I know is he has split personality, that's it, I don't know nothing else about him, but
that's what I'm saying. Like I was reading up on his character and like you know his little staff and everything. He seems like a pretty cool, like a movie that no one would expect. You know what I mean? To be good, kind of like Ant-Man. You know, I like just kind of came out of nowhere. They're like, what the fuck, Ant-Man?
Right.
And then like, oh, this shit's like really good. I think that would be another good movie like that. And I think people really want to see a Silver Surfer movie and like him with like Galactus and shit like that. I think that would be fucking dope.
You know, that's my favorite villain in Marvel. Second is Thanos. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. They gotta put him in there, man. You know what I'm saying? They gotta put him in. And I think, and a lot of people didn't like Ghost Rider. The first one, I thought the first Ghost Rider was good. The second one, wasn't that good, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The second was trash. That was trash.
Super trash.
But I want to know how that shit is gonna go, man. With that whole thing, man. I think they're doing the right thing putting these shows on Netflix, man. You know. Luke,
yeah,
Netflix,
they got Netflix
on
lock,
you know,
man.
Marcus. Oh, yeah. And I didn't really get into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're everywhere with that show. I lost interest. I watched the whole first season. I was like, never again. It's boring.
Yeah, I don't know why people like that so much. They love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but that's the one Marvel series that I can say that I'll never watch because it doesn't even interest me. Like, why the fuck do I care about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, I want to see Iron Man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck about Phil Collison or whatever. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I mean, I think that it was with Tom. And then the Agent Carter stuff that was happening, I guess, in Tom's block. Captain America was frozen. They had the Agent Carter series, I think, one and two.
Yeah, I think they canceled that, right?
Season one. Yeah, I think they canceled it. I mean, it wasn't a good show, in my opinion. I mean, there's no heroes in there. You know,
no one gives a shit about the side characters like Agent Carter, like Captain America's girl. Like, no one's gonna fucking care. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. And I'm glad that you're on the show again. I want to appreciate you coming on the show and to talk about, you know, this. We had part two and part three, but we had technical difficulty, you know what I'm saying, from last month. So, but now this is called The Lost Files. You guys know why. We're pretty much putting two and three together. The show's
been
on. Y'all claim y'all been wanting these titles, but we're giving you these titles. Go check out the Marvel movies if you haven't. I think I met a couple people say they ain't watched not one Marvel movie. That's tripping. Those are some good ass movies. I thought Thor 1 and Thor 2 were pretty good as far as, you know, Thor 1 wasn't really all that. Thor 2 was kind of, you know, okay. But I mean, certain stuff, you got to sit through that stuff to understand what's really going on. Because it sets you up for, you know what I'm saying, the other stuff. I think Thor 3 is going to be the big cash cow. It's not going to do a billion, but I think it'll be up there in the millions, hopefully. You know?
Hopefully it does well.
Any movies?
Yeah, someone needs to write an email.
Yeah.
Someone needs to write an email to Marvel, like, letting them know, or write a letter or what the fuck ever, saying, like, yo, you need to put Kraven in the universe somehow, most likely with Black Panther. I think that'd be a dope villain. I think that'd be really dope to see Black Panther and Kraven go at it.
Oh, Kraven, yeah, that would be a good one. Or even if they put, I have a feeling they might put Kraven in and Spider-Man. I mean, you gotta put Black Panther.
Or, yeah, that would be it.
For the Amazing Spider-Man Part 2, they was gonna put Black Cat in there. The secretary for Green Goblin, that was Black Cat.
Yeah.
That's a character, you know what I'm saying? And you know, she's pretty much like everybody knows, but she's just like Catwoman. You know what I'm saying? But I think she's faster than Catwoman, if I'm not mistaken. And she's exact like Black Cat is just like Catwoman from DC. Exact same character, guys. Just Marvel DC.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Basically.
When I was reading something that they were going to try to put Namor in the Marvel Universe as a villain, which is Marvel's Aquaman.
Really?
Yeah, they're talking about putting him in the Marvel Universe also, Namor. I don't know when they were going to do that, but they were talking about doing it. I don't know if they're going to put it in Thor or if
we've got so many options.
Oh, man, yeah. And have you heard anything about the another group that was supposed to drop in 2020, Inhuman. Have you heard anything about this? Because I don't know nothing about it. Do you?
Me either. No. But I did hear about it because I know it's on the schedule, but I just don't know what the fucking the Inhumans are. And I was going to look it up, but I'm like, man, shit comes out in 2020. I'll come around whenever the years come around. You know what I mean? But, I mean, it's Marvel, so it can't be – I'm pretty sure it's going to be good, and it's under the Marvel umbrella. It's not like 20th Century has their hands on it or anything, so I'm pretty sure it'll be a good movie, whatever they decide to do. I'm pretty sure it'll be like – I guess it's going to be like our version of Suicide Squad, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like the darker version.
I mean, how do you feel about all the Fantastic Four movies? Do you think they need to go ahead and redo them again? Have you checked out the Fantastic Four?
I saw the Fantastic Four movie, and I wish I didn't. It was a waste of time.
I thought they did a good job, honestly. I didn't think that was a bad movie. That's just my opinion. I didn't think that was a bad movie at all.
I hated it, man. They stayed in the warehouse basically the entire time. It moved too fast. There wasn't enough action. There wasn't enough shit going on. There's no depth to the story. It didn't make sense. Like, Yeah, they just need to go ahead and give their characters back to Marvel, and let them do it. Either that, or just leave Fantastic Four alone altogether, because it's just roadkill at this point.
I mean, it's not like they have villains. They don't have villains. I mean, how many times do you have to push Doctor Doom? I mean, you got Ulysses' father that he can go and get shipped out. You know what I'm saying? He can be so bad to where he figures out and then Fantastic Four try to stop him because they already know him or something like that, or they beat up or whatever. I mean, you have plenty of villains to go against the Fantastic Four. You know what I'm saying? Claw, Silver Surfer, you know, Galactus. You need to go ahead and try to build him up and see what's going on. What action, find an action for him that can play the part. You know what I'm saying? Do what needs to be done with the Fantastic Four, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell you, I think that's a, you know, they're still legit in my opinion. Their characters are all legit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess we'll definitely see what's going on with that, man, you know. But, I mean, again, I would like to see, you know, a remake of Fantastic Four and have it done right. I mean, 20th Century Fox is trying to be selfish and go ahead and, you know, work out some kind of deal with Marvel to where, you know, they both get paid or whatever, you know. So they can make
for real.
You know,
yeah, they need to do what they did with Spider-Man. Movies. Because Fantastic Four, they need their enemies like the fucking, what do you call them? The, shit, what's their fucking name? The Skrulls, the Skrulls or whatever. Like, the,
absolutely.
Like
and,
they,
and,
you know,
and,
yeah.
Again, that's enough. That could be Fantastic Four, too. You already did that to do for Fantastic Four, too, which was actually supposed to be on schedule. That movie was supposed to drop next year. But they're doing that. You know what I'm saying? And the Skrulls, I think that's a wonderful idea. You put the Skrulls in there, man. George Skrulls versus the Fantastic Four. The Skrull, Super Skrull, is the real deal. Kurt the Super Skrull, he's the real deal. A lot of people don't know who he is, but that's probably like my top five favorite villains. Kurt the Super Skrull, man. All Fantastic Four powers in him. That's crazy, bro. It's unstoppable.
Yeah, I don't. It's ridiculous. But I mean. Like I said, man, this whole Fantastic Four thing, I just hate thinking about it because it could have been, you know, so great, but whatever.
Well, you think, you know, there's rumors to be Robert Downey Jr. could be done with Iron Man as a unit. I think Avengers 3 is going to be his last movie. Who would be a perfect person to play Iron Man? Or you think he's going to be like Ryan Reynolds and play Iron Man for life?
No, he can't play Iron Man. He's already Deadpool.
Is he going to be like Ryan Reynolds and say, you know what, I can't watch this and I'm playing Iron Man for life?
Oh,
you know, that's
no.
Will Robert Downey Jr. do that, or do you think you know what I'm saying, they're going to find somebody else to play Iron Man?
No, I think they'll find someone else because he's getting old anyway. He's right up there with, like, Hugh Jackman. You know what I mean? Because Hugh Jackman was like, okay, I'm done with the Wolverine. I'm getting too old for this shit. And I think it's the same thing with Robert Downey. He's just getting a little older and, you know. But it is going to be hard to find a replacement for, you know, Iron Man or whatever. Because, I mean, Robert Downey, he was, like, born for that role. Just like how Hugh Jackman was born for Wolverine. So, I don't know who could be the new Iron Man, to be honest. Like, off the top of my head, I can't name anyone. But it's going to be crazy, though, to see him go.
Absolutely, and I just want to say, man, you know, I think that, you know, it's going to be hard trying to find somebody to replace Wolverine, man. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be very hard for somebody to try to replace Wolverine, man. I mean, Tom Hardy, that name keeps coming up every now and then, but I mean, you know, we'll see, man. What's gonna happen, man? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm glad I'm on the right team with the Marvel gang, and you know, I can't wait for the movie drop. And you know, that's what's happening. Ed, I want to appreciate you. There's time on me right now, so appreciate you coming on the show from the Marvel Lost Cause.
Thank you for having me, man. Marvel gang.
You know what I'm saying? It's Marvel Gang. You guys know what it is. I will see you guys in 2 weeks. I will be in Colorado. So I will take you guys out in the middle of July. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Excalibur. Appreciate you coming through. And you guys
thanks
know
for having
the
me,
gang,
bro.
Man. It's NWO, baby. Appreciate it. See y'all in
gang,
the next
gang,
two
gang,
weeks.
Gang. Later.
Later, bro.